Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast. And this show is all about 1981. How grocery stores had their cigarettes on the shelf. And how a young teen, and that's myself, helped himself with 20 cartons of cigarettes. So let's get started just after this. Hello and welcome. And I'm going to tell you a little story from 1981. Yes, I was in grade 7. So I had this idea for a business. And I, at that age, you know what, 12, 13 years old, I thought it was a fantastic idea to ride my bike up to the store. I had a plan. Absolute business plan, all laid out, all ready to go. As I said, ride my bicycle up to the grocery store. And this is how it unfolded. So I got a little grocery buggy and some paper grocery bags. And I wandered into the store. And at that age, I had no fear whatsoever of anything. And this bicycle ride up to the grocery store was 10 kilometers. Because I lived in a very small rural farm area. Now my plan was to walk into the store and just walk up to the aisle, because all the cigarette cartons of tobacco was stored right on the shelf. That's what they did back in the 80s. It was all stored nice and cozy right in front of people that were potentially wanted to smoke and buy cigarettes. So what I did was walked up to the shelves and started loading up my grocery bags. 20 cartons of cigarettes. And I just walked out without any fear. Filled up my big garbage bag and put it behind my shoulder and started riding home. No one ever even noticed anything. So my plan was to take it home and hide it in the hayloft. I built a little fort up in the loft because we had thousands of bales of hay. Perfect place to hide it. So what my plan was to take these cigarettes and sell them to students, friends of mine. Well, potential friends, because at that time, I was so concerned about being the most popular kid in the school, because I didn't know how to make friends. I was a very shy individual. You know, I had a very close-knit friends, maybe 3 or 4, but I wanted more. And the best idea was to start this business of selling cigarettes at school. And guess what? I became the most popular kid in school. But also, I was the most popular with the principal. Dun, dun, dun. Because we know what happened. Somebody got caught smoking cigarettes at the back of the school field in the corner where everybody smoked. Yes, everybody smoked when they're 12, 13 years old back in the 1980s. Maybe I don't know where anybody else, but this is what we did back in the 1980s when we were teenagers. Guess what? It's not much different now. Not much different. They're still smoking. And just imagine what they did back in the 50s and 60s and in the 70s. So no, this is the 80s. So yes, I got caught. My parents were phoned. What a dread, because my father was a militant man. When I got home, yes, my father pulled his belt off. He warned me with the belt, but I can tell you, I felt that belt before. It wasn't a pleasant feeling. He always loved to put fear in my mind at every time that he could. Because that's the only way that he knew how to control me. Yes, I was a high-strung individual, child, or teenager. But who teenager isn't? You can definitely agree with me that teens have their own mind and they're without fear, most of them. Even though my father pulled his belt off, at that point I knew I was in trouble. And he said, "Where did you get your cigarettes from?" I actually got them from the grocery store. "What are you talking about, the grocery store? How did you buy cigarettes and tobacco?" "Well, I actually kind of stole them." He goes, "Now, that's when the belt actually went off." And he actually smacked me on my ass and told me, "Where are they?" So I panicked. So I went to my room and pulled them out of this bag. And what I didn't tell him was I had another 19 cartons of cigarettes stored in my fort. Because I didn't want to actually give up my stash, if you want to call it that. So when, you know what he made me do? Smoke the whole pack of cigarettes right in front of him. It's the only way he knew how to discipline me. Did it work? Absolutely not. I had 19 cartons of cigarettes and I smoked them. 19 cartons of cigarettes within that year. And I gave some to my friends. I stopped selling them because that business idea just didn't pan out. Because summertime rolled around, we just ended up riding our bikes and taking off and not coming back all day. Or I would spend the night at a friend's house and we would smoke cigarettes and drink. Yes, at 13 years old, that's what he did. On the farm area, there's not much you can do. You know, we didn't have the cable television, the video games, the computers that they do have now. You know, all we had was our imagination. And get in trouble with our imagination. You know, with homemade wine around, sometimes homemade beer around. All my friends' parents had, you know, their own wine cellars or beer making kits. And so they had all, so it was like an endless dream of alcohol. We had the cigarettes to match. But this was my sort of past thoughts. And I'm just going to ask this question about parenting. Do you think that you can be, you know, in this day and age, give your child a belt? Absolutely not. It's not acceptable. It wasn't acceptable back then. I understand that now. It's never acceptable to control your child with discipline in that manner, with a belt, with a hand wooden spoon. My mom would give me the wooden spoon. And tell you the truth, she was actually much harsher because she grounded me and she was watching me like a hawk during that period. Because every time I would say, "Oh, I'm going for a bike ride." "Are you going to smoke? You're going to smoke?" I said, "No, I'm going for a bike ride." Because they, you know what? In the very beginning, they never trusted me in the first place. So why would they trust me now? You know, I didn't really get along with my parents to a certain degree when I was a teenager. You know what? I was fearful of my father. So I didn't really want to talk to him too much. But I'm telling you, when you communicate, because my father and mother really didn't communicate because they said, "Well, we're too busy, or we have to make money." It wasn't a fun time in my life, but now I truly believe everything happens for a reason. Yeah, and you know what? I'm telling you the truth. I ended up smoking cigarettes for 30 years. 30 years of smoking cigarettes. And I'm happy to say that I actually stopped smoking cigarettes for the last 4 years now. I'm 49 years old, so 4 years, so 45, I stopped smoking cigarettes. What I'm going to say to you is teenagers experiment with things. And they will go out and do what they want to do. Does having an eagle eye over them work? You're never going to have an eagle eye over your kid for everything that they do at every point of their life. It's impossible. You're going to go friggin' crazy if you think that you're going to be able to eagle eye them or be a helicopter parent or keep them busy massively that they'll never have a chance to do anything. And is smoking cigarettes absolutely terrible for kids? Well, that's your judgment. You know, the government says that cigarettes are sold on shelves. Alcohol is sold in stores. And now in some of the United States, marijuana is still in stores. Who are the ones selling the cigarettes? Who are the ones selling the actual alcohol? It's the adults. Adults are the ones selling all this product that's supposedly really bad for kids. Yes, it has causes. The smoke will cause issues in your body. But kids will experiment. But if you want to control them with love. Control them with happiness. Maybe I'll switch that control to guide them with love. Guide them with some passion. I actually believe that it's monkey see, monkey do. If we're unhappy in our lives as adults and parents, kids are going to be drawn to what parents feel in their hearts because the vibration's all in that household. So if the parent has non-supportive stories, procrastination, fears, anger, negativity, they're going to send more to their children because what they're living in, and I'm talking about the teenagers, when they're living in that environment, then what you're going to expect is more of the same in your children's life. Yes, more of the same. The one main thing that I can recommend is living an authentic life. I'm going to say it again, living an authentic life with passion, purpose, and love for yourself. Yes, for yourself. Because when you have that passion, purpose, and love for yourself, the energy vibration that you're going to be sending your kids is to love themselves, have a purpose for themselves, have passion for themselves. Live it every day. Feel it, breathe it, just go do it. And you'll see a huge difference when you stop controlling and being a helicopter parent or being an active parent to make sure that your kids are doing everything they're supposed to be doing, getting good grades. It's funny, I have an interesting, real quick, interesting story. My wife asked me about some geographic answer for the, about what's the largest country in the world. I tell you, I said, Russia, I guess, and then United States and Canada. I wasn't interested in school. I wasn't interested in socials. There's a reason why I failed social studies in school, but that's off topic. Create this passion in your life. And if you have issues with your teenager at this moment in time, there's something you need to see, something you need to do. And it's not with your teenagers. It's with yourself. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Issue is not with your teenagers. It's with yourself. Because I know. I know for a fact myself. And I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about myself. Because this whole story is about myself. I may be on a soapbox and preaching this because I know it for a fact because I was one of those parents. I was one of those parents. Because monkey see, I did exactly the same thing as my parents did. Exactly the same. What a hypocrite I was. I was a smoker, smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol as an adult. So with your own teens, just send love and care, like I said. And if you really need some guidance on this, we're going to come back after this break coming up real soon here, and we're going to talk about all the recaps that I was just talking about. So everybody, I'll see you in a minute. So you've been listening to Stefan Neff podcast, Thank You Life 101. I'm hoping you had a great, great time listening to my story. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a recap. So yes, I started my own business. Is selling cigarettes a business? Well, you know what? Adults are doing it. And I'm not saying go out and start opening up a store, a tobacco store, or anything like that for your teens. But the point is, when your kid starts smoking cigarettes, look inside or look in the mirror and look at yourself, what you're doing. And if you're not a smoker, then there's something else. Is being a helicopter parent or a parent that always wants to watch over their child and everything they're doing, keeping them busy. You should ask yourself when you're a kid, if you love being busy and you love doing all that stuff without any hesitation, then fantastic. That's who you are. But ask your child, do you enjoy me watching you everywhere you go, asking you questions, being concerned of everything that you do? Ask your child that. And if you're not, fantastic. And if you're a parent that's sending love and care to your child, that's great. But if you're still having issues and you're still doing that, best thing to do is seek out and talk to a trusted person. And I'm telling you, I'm here. I can talk to you. We can go through a plan to really guide you and help you through your issues and your children's issues, your teenagers' issues, or your own issues in your own life. Because when you talk it out and you work it out, you figure it out. So everybody have a fantastic day and create the life that you've always wanted and desired. And we're out. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.